The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And Dayton Kane taking the day off. I'm Libby Collins. And you know who else is taking the day off? Rose Gray. So joining us today is Colleen Osberg, and she is the Senior Destination Specialist and Group Vacations at Fox World Travel. And Colleen, good morning.
Good morning, Libby. It's about time I work with you. It's been a while. I've never gotten a chance to hang out with you.
Well, listen, I'm looking forward to the next hour, as are all our listeners. And if you have questions about those getaways, maybe you're still thinking, oh, wait, Easter's not far away. I think I want to get out of this cold weather. You can give us a call on the Acadet Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. But something happened yesterday, Colleen, that I think listeners are going to be really interested in, and it has to do with those of us who might want to go to Canada.
Yeah, it's really good news. I was really happy to hear this. And it's no fooling. It did happen yesterday on April Fool's Day. But Canada has basically opened up to fully vaccinated travelers right now. So there's no longer a need to get the COVID-19 test, such as a PCR test, before you arrive in Canada. This is by land, by air, by water, doesn't matter. They do have a new app, though, that they will be required. All travelers have to fill out this Arrive Can app, or you can upload it on your phone or you can do it online. And it's just kind of, you download your vaccination status and your records. And then before you travel, you do a health questionnaire. So it's pretty simple. And what's really cool about it is that we were really getting concerned about our Alaska season that's coming up, because every one of our groups hits Canada at some point. So now they don't have to worry so much. It'll be much, much easier trip for them. Not so much on the testing, just being able to get into Canada quite easily. So I'm excited about that for sure.
Well, definitely. Now, you mentioned with the Alaskan tours that you at some point usually hit Canada. Explain that, would you?
Sure, absolutely. Within our group vacations, we work with land and sea journeys. So we'll start out in Alaska, maybe up in Fairbanks, and head on south down to Anchorage and then on to Whittier, where we would get on board a cruise ship and head through the Inside Passage and then down into Vancouver. So the last year we could not get into Canada at all, so everything had to be round trip from the United States ports. And now you can actually end in Vancouver and go home from there and not have to worry about testing. And then in the other direction, we've got a few groups that head north. We go from Anchorage up to Fairbanks, whereas we fly over to Dawson City in the Yukon Territory of Canada, and then tour through Canada, and then make our way down to Skagway and onto the ship. So, and in those cases, we're going to be hitting Alaska or Canada twice. We'll be in the Yukon Territory. We'll be in British Columbia, in Fraser, and then down again in Vancouver. So before before yesterday, they were still looking at doing testing and making sure you're fully vaccinated and all that. So that's really nice. And so now it'll be just a much easier situation to get home. So I'm just really happy. We have got close to 485 people traveling to Alaska just on groups alone, and then many more doing their own individual trips too. So this is just great news for all of us.
Well, you mentioned going into the Yukon Territory on an Alaska trip. I think a lot of people are surprised. What would be so fascinating about being in the Yukon?
That's a good question, actually, Libby, because when people think about going to Alaska, and what I really miss is doing our in-person live shows, because we could really talk about it. People think about Alaska, they want to do an Alaska cruise. By the time they're done with our shows, we've got them convinced that you have to do more than a cruise. And then a lot of folks are like, well, why do you go into the Yukon Territory? And the simple answer is that's where the gold rush happened. And there's so much history up in the Yukon Territory, especially Dawson City. Dawson City is where it all began. That was the days of 1898 when gold was discovered, and 30,000 people looking for their fortune headed up to Dawson City along the Yukon River to find their way of making themselves rich. And the scenery up there is also incredible. So the Yukon Territory is just amazing. It's full of history. Dawson City looks just like it did back in the day, with some modern conveniences now, but the roads are still dirt. They have clapboard sidewalks. They have a great history with the Parks Canada Department. Robert Service lived there. Jack London lived there. And you can go to, they still have an old-fashioned gambling hall and can-can shows and lots of great restaurants. And it's right on the Yukon River. It's absolutely beautiful, surrounded by mountains. And then as we make our way through the Yukon Territory, it's just incredible scenery, so vast and so open. Amazing photos throughout. You can't lose. So that's one of our most popular trips, is the ones that go through Alaska and the Yukon Territory.
Well, and the best news is you've extended a special promotion.
We have. Oh, I'm so excited to hear this. I found that out yesterday as well. A few weeks ago, Rose and I actually were on a virtual travel show with our platinum partner, Holland America, and we did an onstage Alaska program. And with those onstage virtual webinars, we also get a promotion that includes shipboard credit and then spending money in Denali, in the Denali area, if you do a trip that goes there, and also in Dawson City. They're called Denali Dollars and Dawson Dollars. And it only went till the end of the month, and we talked to our folks at Holland American and said, please, please, can you extend this out a couple weeks? And it has been extended now. So if you're thinking about going yet in 2022, or into 2023, which we're ready for you on those, give us a call at 866-GO-FOX-GO, and we'll set you up, and we'll be able to give you those promotions until April 15th. Book and deposit by then, and who doesn't love free money?
I love free money. Colleen Allsburg is here with us on the Fox World Travel Show. If you've got some questions for Colleen, we have some lines open for you on the Acunet talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Got a question here about the CDC and cruising, and we will get to that and so much more after this on the Fox World Travel Show. It's 37 degrees at 9:15 on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And Rose took her own advice and got away this week. So joining us is Colleen Allsburg, and she's here to take your questions on the Acunet talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Let's go to Maguanago. And Bruce, you have a question about Mexico. Good morning.
Good morning. We've got some friends that are asking us to join them on a trip next March, talking about going to the Dreams Resort, Dreams Jade Resort in Puerto Morales, Mexico. I guess that's a Riviera, Cancun. To be honest, I'm not a big fan of Mexico, but I'm trying to keep an open mind. You know, my concern is safety. You know, I'd like to get your opinion on that, and also just your overall opinion on that resort.
Hi, Bruce. Actually, I just got back from Mexico in February, and I am, you know, it's your comfort level that you always have to think about, but I've been traveling to Mexico for years. I've been there during the peak of when some of the news was talking about the tainted alcohol, of course, and then the safety of COVID and all that. I have no problem with the safety of going down there, especially if I'm booked through one of our vendors like Apple Vacations, where everything is taken care of for you. From the time you arrive in the airport, they pick you up, they transfer you down there, and you go on specific excursions with trusted vendors like Apple Vacations. And it's just a spectacular resort area too. The Dreams Cancun, all those Dreams resorts are amazing. I can't imagine that you would be disappointed with this one in particular. Puerto Morales is just a perfect location. You're halfway between Cancun and Playa del Carmen, so many things that you can take, you know, take in some excursions around that area, sunset cruises, go out to any of the Mayan ruins. So there's lots of things to do. So I would be, if it were me, and I just took a group of folks down there where there was about 40 of us that went to Mexico. We had a great time, had no issues. We all kept ourselves healthy. The resorts are just really stepping up when it comes to keeping everything clean and safe for all of the guests. And so that would be my opinion, Bruce. I think that, in fact, next year, if you're thinking about going next March, things are even going to be better. They just keep getting better every day.
Okay, Bruce, thanks so much for your call. Colleen, we've got a question here on the Acunet text line. The CDC's given up restrictions on cruise lines. What does that mean? And has cruising returned to normal?
You know, that was another piece of good news that just happened a couple of days ago, is that the CDC dropped the travel health notice for its cruise travel. For the past couple of years, they've raised the level of safety quite high because of being cruise ships and being known for having some issues on board. So it was a very, just a really hard thing for the cruise lines to deal with. And they've worked so hard to keep everything clean and safe and masking up for the clients. Everything has been going really well for them. I've been on two cruises actually during COVID, and I've never felt any safer than I could. So now with the CDC dropping this travel notice, it'll make things even better. Of course, the cruise lines are not going to probably drop all of their protocols yet. It's up to them how they want to deal with testing or having people vaccinated or mask wearing, which if you think about it, that's just for your safety as well. So just a great news for the cruise lines. Travel's coming back, and we're so happy that people can feel safe again about cruising.
All right. We're here with Colleen Alsberg. And if you'd like to get through, the Acunet Talk and Text line is open at 855-616-1620. In just a minute, we've got Patrick from Oshkosh. Another question about Mexico. It's all ahead right here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Colleen Alsberg is here for Rose. If you want to get through, that Acunet Talk and Text line is open, and we have Patrick in Oshkosh. And Patrick, you're thinking of going to Mexico too?
Yes, I've been actually going down to Mexico for about 25 years now, and I have a favorite spot in Ixtapa or Zihuatanejo. And Milwaukee used to always have a chartered flight, whether it be in the old USA 3000. And a host of others. The last few years, not having a charter and having going on Chicago, I'm just kind of wondering why there isn't a direct flight from Milwaukee like it used to be. And I noticed Sun Country, friends of ours traveled from Minneapolis, used to have 4 direct flights from there. Now they're down to 2. Is there a reason why there's less charter flights going to Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo than the other places in Mexico?
Yeah, Patrick, I wish they had those out of Milwaukee again as well. I love Zihuatanejo and Ixtapa, one of my favorite spots in Mexico to visit. In fact, Rose was just down there as well. And I loved that they always had that charter direct from Milwaukee. And it's probably just due to the fact that it wasn't as popular as some of the other destinations. Jamaica really picked up. They've always run Cancun, like 4 or 5 different flights during the week to Cancun and, of course, Puerto Vallarta. So Ixtapa probably just didn't have the passenger counts that they needed to sustain it to do the direct charter out of Milwaukee, unfortunately.
Do you think, in your opinion, that might change? And I know it's on a year-to-year basis based off of what charter controls where they're flying out of. And to piggyback that, do the current gas prices, that can affect next year's pricing when I want to book again?
My opinion would be probably that they're not going to run it again out of Milwaukee. There's always that issue with the gate as well, the having the gate space for all those flights and coming into that small customs area that's in Milwaukee. And I think it's just going to continue out of Chicago. I believe that's probably going to be the only charter that we're going to see for this next coming year. And gas prices always affect everything, you know, the fuel prices. Hopefully they'll level off by next year and we won't see a huge increase in prices. I do know that we will be having our annual Apple sale, and that's always a good time to lock in some good prices and some discounts. So maybe that's something you want to look into when that happens in July, just to get yourself set up. And you could talk to our advisors about the best way to get there. There might be maybe a simple one connection flight too that you could do instead of the direct charter. And we know you love those, but it's really hard to get Apple to, you know, I wish I had had more pull with Apple and say, bring back those Ixtapa flights. Loved them.
Right. All right, Patrick. Okay. Thanks so much for your call. That leaves a line open for you on the Acunet Talk and Text line. It is 855-616-1620. One of the questions on the text line is, Colleen, what's your opinion on Sandals South Coast compared to the other Jamaican Sandals properties?
Oh, I think you can never go wrong with any Sandals properties. They're quite amazing. They have, they're just top of the line properties. I'm not familiar with the one on the South Coast, but Jamaica, most of them are fantastic, and I would not hesitate to send them to either one of those spots. So Sandals are great.
Okay, what about Belgium? Somebody's going there in June, and they want to know what the COVID protocols are, leaving here and then coming back.
I'd have to look that up, but I know for sure that a lot of the European countries are now dropping their restrictions. I'm actually going to France in a couple of weeks, and I will be. I was really excited to see that I don't have to do any pre-testing anymore. We were flying through Amsterdam, which the Netherlands are right by Belgium, and they dropped their initial testing that would be needed prior to arrival. So that was great to hear. I'm going to probably assume, and I'll look this up during a break, but that Belgium is probably on the same wavelength as the Netherlands and with their testing protocols prior to arrival. It depends on vaccination status as well. Still, the U.S. is still sticking in there and making us test before we come home and have a negative test. Hopefully, it seems like things are changing on an hourly basis lately with COVID protocols and restrictions, and we're all just keeping our fingers crossed that the United States will also follow suit and stop with the testing, especially for those that are fully vaccinated.
Yeah, any chance that they're going to drop the mask mandate on planes?
It's a possibility. I know that right now every major U.S. airline has sent a joint letter to President Biden asking him to drop the mask mandate and also the testing requirements for international travel. So we're just keeping our fingers crossed. Things are looking up, and hopefully we can start traveling as normal as possible very soon.
Hi, as you said, fingers crossed. We're here with Colleen Osberg. She's filling in for Rose Gray today. I'm Libby Collins with Dayton Kane. And we've got, oh my goodness, so many questions coming in on the Acunet Talk and Text line. If you want to get through, 855-616-1620. That is your phone number. Right now it is 9:30, and from the WTMJ Breaking News Center, here's Patrick Kane.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And welcome back to the second half hour of the Fox World Travel Show. I'm Libby Collins, in for Dayton Kane. Colleen Osberg is here. Rose Gray taking a well-deserved vacation herself. And we've got a lot of calls coming in on that Acunet Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Colleen, so let's go to Greenfield and talk with Mary on this Saturday morning. Good morning, Mary. What's your question?
Good morning. Good morning, Colleen. I have a question. If you have any group trips going to the Oberammergau Passion Play, and if there isn't, is there a group trip that would allow that on the side?
Hi, Mary. Yes, we absolutely are excited about the Passion Play finally happening this year, and we do have some technically, we don't have a group trip that we're offering ourselves through Fox World Travel, but we've got some great vendors that we're working with, especially Globus Vacations, that you would be able to hook on to do the Passion Play. And you can do it in several different ways. You can, you know, do it as a part of a full tour or just maybe spend some time just in Oberammergau and the surrounding areas. But I would get on that pretty quickly. It's already starting to fill up, especially now that some of the COVID restrictions and the testings are being dropped, that this is something you don't want to hold off too long on. So I'd probably suggest that you call one of our advisors, which they're open today at 9. Oh, they're no open already. Give us a call at 86-GO-FOX-GO. Give them a ring and see what they can find for you, because this is something pretty special, and everyone should see it, you know, once in a lifetime. So now's the time to look into it, Mary.
Thanks a lot, Mary, for your call.
Right? Yep. Well, and now it's 112. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What months does that take place?
That's in the fall. So it's, good question, Libby. You caught me. But it is, I believe it's in October that they're doing that this year. So it's a good and a wonderful time to be there as well. If you want to spend some time, looking at the area, the fall colors and all that. I know it runs for a while, but let me see if I can find that for you as well. But it's just something I've always wanted to do too. So hopefully one of these years. I can't wait too long because it does only happen every 10 years. So
exactly. All right. Don't lose your chance. All right. Let's go to Pewaukee. We have Bill. And Bill, you've got a question about Alaska?
I do. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
So, I've been dreaming about going to Alaska for the last few years and find myself newly single. And I am curious to know if there are opportunities for economical ways to do that or...
Yeah, that's unfortunately it's I travel single myself as well, so I understand the single supplements and all that. It depends on what you're looking at, Bill. If you're doing something that includes part of a cruise, then they always kind of catch you on that because they're making you pay for the full cabin, whereas if you go with someone, it splits the cost in half. It's to do it economically, probably the best way to do it is do some sort of land tour where you're just dealing with hotels where they don't charge, single supplements. I know with our group tours that we do, we also have to have, it's a pretty hefty single supplement, unfortunately. But there are ways around it. And I know, we can look into doing, maybe a land tour for you if you're looking for going fishing or anything that that you have in mind. We can kind of figure something out for you.
Awesome.
You know what, Colleen? Yeah, can you customize tours for individuals or for small groups at Fox?
Absolutely. That's one of our specialties, actually. We work with some great vendors up in Alaska and throughout the world, actually, and our advisors are amazing. So if there's one of you, if there's 10 of you, we can do just about anything for you. When you get to a point where there's maybe 20 of you, then you would have opportunity to work with my department. I work in the group department at Fox World Travel, and usually our minimums are 20 passengers, and then we can do small group trips for that as well.
All right. Colleen Osberg is here with us. Rose Gray taking the day off. Thank you very much for your call, Bill. If you want to get through, 855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Talk and Text line. And we've got a lot of questions. We're going to get to all of them. And if you want to get through, that phone line is open as well. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show right here on WTMJ. It is 9:40 and we have 36 degrees.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Colleen Alsberg here. Colleen, before we get back to some of those questions on the AccuNet talk and text line, you were checking about Belgium and their requirements as far as vaccines.
Yeah, I got some great news about Belgium. I was just looking that up as well. And so if you're fully vaccinated, you're no longer required to have testing prior to arrival. So that's really good news. There's no quarantines or anything like that. So you are good to go to get over to Belgium. That's awesome. There you can still go as an unvaccinated traveler, but then there's going to be some testing involved and some quarantines. So the best thing to do is just, if you're ready to travel, to get fully vaccinated. And we'd just have to look a little deeper into that. Normally, it's the boosters aren't normally required yet, but we could just kind of watch that. And I also wanted to mention that I did look up Oberammergau while we were on break, and Mary needs to get going on that because it actually starts already in May, and they run the Passion Play through October. So if they're thinking about Oberammergau, get on that and get booking.
And there's a lot of months to get there, so hopefully she'll get an opening. All right, we've got some questions coming in on the AccuKnit Talk and Text line. Mike and Slinger wants to know if there are any Thanksgiving time charters for a family of four to either Mexico or the Caribbean.
That, again, the charters, the direct charters from Milwaukee probably will not be starting until December. So if he was looking for going down on a direct charter, they have to probably look at Chicago, which would be very easy to do. Again, just to talk to one of our advisors at Fox World Travel, and they can get the four of them set up for a great trip over Thanksgiving. They can probably look in, and if they're in the Milwaukee area, that's great. Or maybe if they're throughout Wisconsin, they can find an easy connection to through Atlanta or something like that. But that's definitely something that Fox can help them with for sure.
All right, now Janice from West Bend wants to know, she's just kind of wondering, you know, with all the news we're hearing from Europe, what's going on with the trip to Poland in September? Is it too early to tell? Because I know you're going on that trip.
Yes, I am scheduled to tour manage that trip in September, so I'm kind of keeping my fingers crossed. Nothing has been said yet at this point. We're still a few months out. If she is actually talking about the trip that that I am taking, we're still a few months out until final payments. So my advice would be is to hang on. Let's see what happens with what's happening over in Ukraine. And hopefully this will be resolved. And if not, we would never, ever think about putting any of our clients into harm's way. And it would be best to wait to hear from Insight Vacations, who we are taking that trip with. They are amazing. They also have the health and well-being of all of their clients in mind, first and foremost. So just hang tight a little bit, and we'll see what happens. And I'm, again, got my fingers crossed because I've never been to Poland, and this sounds like just an amazing experience. And just watching what the Polish people are doing for their neighbors next in the Ukraine, it just makes my heart warm, and I think I would love to visit with them after the fact, too. So just hang on a little bit for that one.
What's the itinerary for that trip?
This one, it does pretty much all the right bells and whistles of Poland. We're doing Warsaw. It goes to Auschwitz. It goes to Krakow. I get a little time on the coast. So it's a pretty full, in-depth trip throughout the country. We do a lot. I didn't realize there was a lot of wine in Poland, so that was kind of a neat discovery for me. I'm happy about that. But we also do, the right things. You know, we'll go see some Polish cultural, historical places, and some dancing and singing. And it's with Insight Vacations, which is one of our very favorite partners when it comes to travel. We'll have an amazing guide. I've asked for a Polish tour guide if possible. It always just makes things a lot more fun when you have a real Polish person with us. And I'm just really looking forward to it. So let's fix the things over there.
Oh, it sounds like an amazing trip. Okay, speaking of amazing trips, you know, we talked a little bit about getting into Canada now. And this question is a little bit complicated, so I'm going to read this to it. It says, you mentioned Canada is allowing fully vaxxed to enter. Now, this person got COVID in December. They're recovered, and they have quote-unquote natural immunity. They're saying their doctor recommends getting the shot, but they haven't done it yet. And they want to know, would it be okay to just take a COVID test and show proof of recovery and a negative test to get to Banff and Jasper National Parks?
Wow, that was a lot of typing this morning, wasn't it?
I was
going
to say.
Wow. I understand where they're coming from, and I would imagine if they are opening now to fully vaccinated travelers not needing a test, that anyone, I know that It will also be, if you've had COVID, you may have that in your system yet for 90 days, they say, and you can get a letter from your doctor to use as for travel. But again, that is something I would have to dig deeper into with the Canadian government and how they're going to allow that if people don't want to get the testing. Don't want to get the vaccination. Libby, I'd have to look into that because that's a pretty deep question.
Yeah, sometimes it's just easier to get the vaccination.
Yes,
especially
exactly.
If you want to travel.
Right.
All right, we're coming up to 9:50 on WTMJ. It's a Fox World Travel Show, and we've got more questions on the Acunet Talk and Text Line. We'll get to all of them after this. It's 9:51 on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Alrighty, we are back with Colleen Allsburg. Colleen, lots of questions and comments coming in on the Acunet Talk and Text Line. You know, we had somebody who was concerned about Mexico. Got a text here saying this individual has been going to Mexico for the past 30 years. They're going back. They've never had a problem, and that they even rent their own car when they're there, going off the beaten path. So what are your thoughts on Mexico as far as people wanting to travel there?
I would say just be smart about what you're doing when you're there. I know that there's been some isolated incidents that you might be hearing in the news about some violence and things that might be related to maybe like the cartels and things, but they're very isolated. And my advice is that I would never stop going to Mexico myself, but if you have some discomfort about going yourself, then maybe some other direction would be advisable. But when you do go to Mexico, just play it safe. Don't do anything out of the ordinary. Stick to your resorts. And like I said with the previous gentleman, stick to any kind of excursions with a reputable company that's insured. Don't go out late at night in crazy places and do things that you shouldn't be doing down there. Overall, if you take care of yourself and play it safe, you'll be perfectly fine. And again, if you feel uncomfortable about it, then maybe we could look at a different destination for you.
Hey, and one of those destinations might be Machu Picchu, and one of our listeners wants to know, what's the best time of year to visit?
Oh, I think any time is a good time to go to Machu Picchu. You probably want to go there in South America, so you got to look at the opposite of the weather, of course. So their spring is our fall, basically. It's a great time to go. When it works best for you. Machu Picchu is on my list, of course. I haven't been there yet, but that is something I was actually looking forward to more. I was looking in our summer, which will be more their winter because of the heat. I'm not a big fan of extreme hot temperatures, so I was actually looking at going in September, October. Hopefully that's part of my list in my travel schedules coming up. So.
And another question, I think we're getting this every week. Are there going to be any packages to see the Packers in London?
Oh, my God. We're getting so many questions. Did we get a date yet? I don't even know if we have the date for the game yet. That should be coming up very soon. We certainly have that on our radar. Just had a meeting about that last week with Rose and some folks that we know outside of the company. Everybody is so excited about going, so we're kind of keeping on top of it. We're working with one of our vendors over in London to see what they can set up for us. We hope to find tickets. I think that's our biggest issue, is we can't, we don't have a spot to get the tickets. So if anybody out there that can throw like 50 tickets at us, let us know. And we definitely want to do it. Quite honestly, Libby, if I was over there and I couldn't get a ticket to the game and I could go to an authentic English pub and watch it with the locals, I would have a blast even doing that. So
I'll bet you there's probably a Packers pub somewhere in London. All right, now I know you've got some other trips coming up. One of the most beautiful places, I think, in the world is Croatia, and you've got a tour coming up.
We do. It's the end of August. It's going to be the perfect time to be there. I absolutely adore Croatia. This is a pretty, it's a one country destination trip, and it's fantastic. We go to Split, we go to Dubrovnik, you go to Plitvice Lakes. It's just one of, Croatia to me is, I'm a big fan of Dubrovnik. It's just my favorite European and Eastern European city. You can walk the wall. Great food, great wine, great scenery. All on the, lots of coastal type opportunities. We're going to take excursions and boat trips. And it's just one of those places people really don't think about when they go over to Europe as a full-blown one-country type trip. But we really spent a lot of time looking into this this itinerary. It's amazing, and you will never be disappointed. The Croatian folks are again just super nice people, and so hopefully we can.
And most of them speak English too.
Oh, I mean, that's absolutely.
One of the great things about going to Croatia.
Yeah.
Listen, we're running out of time, Colleen. Two other trips. Let's plug those. One is Switzerland, and the other's Iceland.
Right. I'll hit Iceland first because that's coming up really soon. We had to give our space back. That's another one that I will be tour managing in July. So if you're thinking about going to the land of fire and ice with me, get on that because we'd have to call. We have to go back to Globus to get our space back, but we can still add you if it's there. And then Switzerland.
Okay, and what about Switzerland?
Switzerland, yep. Again, another one country trip that's doing in-depth Switzerland itinerary. Fabulous trip with Insight Vacations, and I believe Gigi Bernage, our friend from Insight, will be doing the tour travel directing on that one.
And how do you save a space? What number do you call?
866-GO-FOX-GO, which is 866-463-6946, or go to foxworldtravel.com to look all of this up, and we'll get you out of here. Travel's back.
Colleen Alsberg, thanks for joining us today. I'm Libby Collins-Dayton. I'll be back next week, and it's Money Talk right after the news here on WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.